Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Tuesday. Good to have you with us. The president at this hour is at the White House meeting with farmers. And the farmers love this president. We'll get to that a little bit later on in the hour. Big show today. We're going to be talking about the role of Big Pharma in getting us out of this coronavirus mess that we're in. We'll get to that and more coming up in just a bit. But I was fascinated by an op-ed piece in townhall.com. And it's by somebody that's been on this program many, 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 many times, Liz Harrington, who is the Republican National Committee national spokesperson. She joins us now. And Liz, first of all, you write about chaos, fraud, that Democrats once railed against, they are now calling for. We're seeing it in our state, as we are the primary election on June 9th is already an all-mail-in ballot. And there is all kinds of rumblings that the Democrats across the state are going to push for the general election to be on that basis as well. Liz, first of all, how you doing? And really an amazing piece in townhall.com.
Hey, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Let me just ask you about your piece in Town Hall. You're outlining a problem that we're having right here in Nevada, that people are afraid that Democrats are going to try to run the table in November via the mail-in ballot. Can you talk a little bit about some of the inherent problems with that?
Absolutely. So these are concerns that everyone has always stated, even Democrats. They were at the forefront of this, including Barack Obama, including Debbie Wasserman Schultz, including Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders voted for legislation that would prevent this kind of fraud, that required voter ID with absentee ballots for first-time voters. These are issues that everyone used to agree on, right? Barack Obama said, you know, voter fraud is a bad thing. We don't want people that shouldn't be voting to voting. Let's stipulate to that. Well, now they're not stipulating to that. And for instance, in your state, in Clark County, what are they doing? They're finding ballots, mail-in ballots, in the garbage that can be picked up by anyone and never checked. Why? Because they're sending them to inactive voters. And an inactive voter is someone who the Postal Service has marked as most likely has moved away. They're still technically on the registration rolls, but there's a reason why they've been put on inactive is because they haven't voted in recent elections, and they think they've moved. So what do you have? You have all these ballots being found laying around on the street that could be picked conveniently up by ballot harvesters, which of course Democrats want as well. It's not about mail-in voting. This is what I have to be so clear about. Democrats couldn't care less about the safety of people in voting in November. They care about using it as an excuse to push through ballot harvesting, which is a practice in California that they want throughout the rest of the country. And they're filing these lawsuits in states, including like Nevada, and they're saying, oh, let's mail a ballot to, quote-unquote, all voters, including inactive ones, and then let's have our, quote-unquote, voter assistance plans, which is a third party, a paid campaign operative who's in charge of picking up and delivering ballots. This is not the way to conduct an election in a first world country. Remember all these concerns about election security and cries about Russia? Well, now Democrats basically turn us into Russia, where you can stuff ballot boxes and then count ballots delivered after Election Day and never check to see if the signature even matches.
Now, some people, again, Liz Harrington joining us, Republican National Committee national spokesperson, some people will say, well, it's not really that big a deal. It's a primary election. It'll benefit Democrats. It'll help Republicans. But many are saying that the Democrats are using this as a dress rehearsal for the general election. Is this thing going to be decided in the courts or by secretaries of state? Around the nation, who's going to ultimately decide this?
It should be up to the states, and I think, unfortunately, since Democrats are suing all over the place, we're meeting in the courts to make sure our vote, our elections have integrity. These common sense safeguard measures that are already on the books, by the way. Ballot harvesting is illegal in Nevada, and Democrats say, no, just don't enforce the laws already on the books. So we're going to make sure. That's why we doubled our legal budget. That's why we launched ProtectTheVote.com. It's our one-stop shop where you can find out every single state where we're active in defending the integrity of the ballot. But the thing is, states have always been in charge of our elections, right? They are the ones who decide how elections are run. And Democrats say, look at these different states. They've been having mail-in voting for years. Well, they've had years to perfect it. They've had years to make sure it's fraud-proof. And what did Debbie Wasserman Schultz say? She says that's a very risky proposition to sow chaos, to have a mail-in vote, massively expanding it for a presidential election in less than 6 months. I mean, we're talking about completely upending our election systems. And the states that have all mail-in voting, they have those common sense measures in place, like you have to request a mail-in ballot. So you don't have just these mountains of inactive votes out there that can be picked up by anyone that increases the opportunity for fraud. You have to request a ballot if you're going to vote by mail, and they have signature verification. They have these common sense measures. Pennsylvania has, when you apply for your ballot, you have to put in a photocopy, a license or some form of identification. They have these safeguards in place. And at every turn, Democrat lawyers are suing to gut those requirements. That's why we're fighting back. That's why we're going to make sure that Democrats can't fundamentally overhaul our elections. And it's so premature, by the way, at a moment when we're opening up our country, we're opening up our economies, we're allowing people to return to work and innovate. Why would we completely change the way we vote in November? It makes no sense, and it's only because Democrats think it'll give them an edge to rig an election in their favor.
Again, Liz Harrington joining us from the Republican National Committee, the national spokesperson. Check out her op-ed in townhall.com. It's entitled Chaos, Fraud, Democrats Once Warned Against Voting Changes They Now Call For. What is your sense of what will happen in November? Will we all be going to polling places, or will it be a deal where it'll be both mail-in and polling places?
Well, it certainly looks like states are expanding mail-in options. However, most people agree, and most people want, a lot of people want to go to the polls. I mean, if you can go to the grocery safely, if you can go out to different retail shops safely, we can figure out how to vote safely, right? And if anything is an essential activity, it's voting. And again, to go back for what Democrats and liberal election experts used to say, they said the voting fraud does happen, but they said it never happens in person. That's what Barack Obama said. That's what Richard Hasen, who's the leading liberal election expert on the left, he said when they were railing against President Trump, when he raised the prospect of voter fraud, which many Americans agree with President Trump, we found 62% believe there are fraud in our elections, and that's why we really need these safeguards in place. But when they were railing against President Trump, they said, this is ridiculous. you know, voter fraud never happens in person. What did they say? They said, well, when it does happen, it happens by absentee voting. It happens when ballots are fouled after the election. It happens with election officials finding ballots and never, and the signatures not matching. That's how it happens, and people can be coerced outside the ballot box. And you've seen it in nursing homes, especially with ballot harvesting. And that is the practice they have in Florida as well. The New York Times used to be really concerned about this. They wrote about it in 2012. They said election fraud, as more mail-in voting happens, that's where it occurs. It's more likely to be contested. It's more likely to have someone coerce you or buy and sell votes. Because it's, think about it, you know, it's outside the ballot box. Anybody can coerce you or anything, sell, buy and sell votes, any of that nonsense. But in the sanctity of our voting booth, no one's looking over your shoulder. You have a secret ballot. It's fast, it's secure, it's safe. We will have to vote in person predominantly in November because it's the most effective, and we do not want to sow chaos and uncertainty and reduce the confidence in our elections. If you vastly expand mail-in voting, especially the way Democrats want to do it, you're not going to have the election results on election night. You're going to have them days, weeks, sometimes months later. Just ask Mark Elias, who, guess who he represents? Perkins Coie. You remember them, right? Funded the dirty dossier, so much for integrity in elections. And you know how he got his start? With the Minnesota recount in 2008, when Al Franken was down by hundreds of votes, and then it took months for them to do all the shenanigans with their lawyers. Mark Elias led that effort that used to be what he was most proud of. It took 7 months. And nobody had confidence in that election result.
I want to take you in a different direction, Liz, and that is hydroxychloroquine. The president yesterday stunned the White House press corps, and it takes a lot to stun the White House press corps, when he admitted that for the last week and a half, he had been on hydroxychloroquine and zinc, I think, or maybe another, the Z-Pack. It's something he has touted, and now it looks like he's putting his life where his mouth is.
Well, look, this is a drug that's been FDA approved since the 1950s. Okay, it's widely used when people go outside the country to prevent malaria, if they're traveling to Africa or other countries. It's a well-known drug, and he said, you know, he consulted with his doctor, he asked the doctor, and that's all he's being transparent about it. But this idea that it's, you know, so dangerous and so unproven, it's been around for 50 years, 60 years. Other countries are using it to great effect against the coronavirus, and it's just really unfortunate that just because the president mentioned it and was optimistic about seeing some results about it being preventative, our frontline workers, a lot of them are taking it, and it's a commonly used drug within the guidance of a doctor. I mean, of course, you can't prescribe this yourself, right? But it's been used, and just because he expressed optimism about it, it became political, and that's just so wrong by our mainstream media. They should be wanting to report accurately and truthfully, and they latch on to different things about this drug when it has not been proven that it's dangerous either. It's very bizarre, and the president has every right to make those personal health decisions with his doctor, which you're seeing a lot of evidence, again, in other countries, and given that thousands of nurses and doctors on the front lines are taking it, he made the decision and he wanted to be transparent with the American people.
I know the president likes to get out there with the people. And I'm curious, will the president be out this week? Does he have anything that resembles a rally, or rallies kind of shelved for the time being?
Well, I believe he's going to be visiting. He was in Pennsylvania last week at one of our great medical distribution companies that's American-made. in Pennsylvania last week. I believe he's going to be in Michigan, if I'm correct, doing another he's going to be there. It's very important for him to, you know, lend support to people that have just worked so hard night and day with all aspects of this. Yeah. You know, it's been really tremendous to see. So he's going to be getting out there because it's important for the morale of the country. And I think we're going to be getting rallies towards the later part of the summer. I think we will because, look, we're going to get through this and we're not going to throw out in our entire way of life. We're moving forward with our convention. We're going to have an in-person convention in late August in Charlotte, North Carolina. We want to get out there and let people have the freedom to decide. Let them be smart. Let them have the choice. And that's what this has really shown. You've seen so many Democrats being heavy-handed and draconian and taking those fundamental freedoms away. Just willy-nilly, not even with any regard to science or data, just completely stomping all over the Constitution. And that's really a contrast that we're going to continue to show. President Trump has provided bold leadership throughout this, but he's also allowed the private sector to innovate. And it's not been this mandatory, authoritarian-like moves. You've let America do what America does best, and we innovate. And that's why I'm so glad this country is reopening, and I'm so glad we're going to get back out there and returning to normalcy and returning to normal life. And that means campaigning, that means working, that means recreation as well.
Liz, always good visiting with you. We'll do it again soon. Thank you so much. And again, they can check out your op-ed piece at townhall.com.
Yes. Thanks so much.
Very good. Liz Harrington joining us, Republican National Committee, national spokesperson joining us. Take a break. More to come as we continue. It's Tuesday. It's Live and Local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a health care program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Dr. Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic is with us. How does managing pain through chiropractic care differ from medical care?
So the difference is we use our hands, we manipulate the spine, which means just introducing motion to segments that aren't moving correctly, doing some manual massage techniques to the muscles to help those relax. Other than muscle pain, there's very, very few side effects. So combining that with our exercise that we prescribe people when they go home. That's kind of the approach that we take. It's a little bit different than maybe anti-inflammatories and muscle relaxants and pain medications.
If you're tired of hurting, tired of pills, tired of the whole mess, give the folks a call. Dr. Jeffrey and Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, 775-289-6800. By the way, they're now over one day a week over in Eureka. So if you have friends in Eureka, tell them to give them a call. 775-289-6800, 775-289-6800.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car. Radio gets results. Radio is there no matter where you are. Radio gets results. When you need to get your message through, people really do listen to you. Coming through loud and clear. No matter what you're telling,
no matter what you're selling, everyone will hear. Radio gets results.
Radio.
Radio gets results.
Radio. Radio.
Radio gets results.
Radio.
Radio gets results. That's radio.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet at gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
The best there is, was, woo, forever will be.
I tell you what, he is the absolute, absolute best. I think he's the best pro wrestler.
70 years old.
70 years old. Yeah, hard to believe.
Yeah. He's 70. I'm 64 today, you know.
There you go. Oh, you are not. Is this your... Are you the birthday boy?
This is it.
I love it. We'll talk more about the birthday boy and a whole lot more. We'll also let you hear from the president talking about farmers with farmers. We'll do that and more coming in. I don't mean Farmers Insurance Group. Been there, done that. We've covered that. Not that farmers. Farmers Act. Work in the field. We'll do that more coming up live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is about to attend a weekly Senate Republican luncheon at the Capitol to discuss his administration's ongoing response to the coronavirus outbreak. He continues to push hard for governors to keep loosening stay-at-home restrictions. The U.S. death rate has now surpassed 90,000 from the virus. Meanwhile, Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin defending the disbursement of stimulus dollars in the CARES Act at a virtual hearing this morning. He bristles at this question from Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown.
How many workers will die if we send people back to work without the protections they need, Mr. Secretary?
Mr. Senator, we don't intend to send anybody back to work without the protections.
At another hearing, Fed Chief Jerome Powell says the U.S. is in the middle of an economic crisis worse than any recession since World War II, but says the Fed will do everything it can to deal with the ongoing crisis. And this is USA Radio News.
Unique items for strange times. That's PatriotDepot.com. For instance, when you and your friend are playing your favorite drinking games via social media, while listening to Joe Biden babble about nothing, you can win in style with your Trump 45 bullet shot glass, and then cope with that hangover by pouring some coffee in your Trump camper mug. PatriotDepot.com is the place to find these and more. Remember promo code USA. They even have the Trump lawn gnome to keep you company. This is the site for all of your favorite MAGA merchandise. So many other exciting products are at PatriotDepot.com or call 844-377-8052 using the promo code USA for a great discount. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. And don't forget the promo code USA.
It's been a good week for one Hendrick Motorsports driver. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Today, Midday.
Hey there, it's Hall of Fame driver Rusty Wallace for Blue Emu. After spending nearly a quarter of a century in a race car, I know what it means to be banged up and bruised up.
As Wallace spins,
That's why I reach for Blue Emu products to support my muscles and joints. Blue Emu is known for quality and innovation. And Blue Emu is one of the few muscle and joint brands that is 100% owned, distributed, and manufactured in the USA. For Hall of Fame relief, reach for Blue Emu. Works fast and you won't stink.
The official pain relief cream of NASCAR.
Times have been tough lately. Fridays feel like Mondays. Weekends like weekdays. But soon, that will change. Because soon, we will have race day. A day to be thankful for those off the track while we root together for our drivers on it. A day when the red flag is lifted and the green flag flies again. A day that is just the beginning. NASCAR is back.
The NASCAR Cup Series on Fox and FS1. Brought to you by Coca-Cola.
Less than 24 hours after Hendrick Motorsports announced that Alex Bowman will return to the team in 2021, Bowman captured his best career Darlington Raceway finish, ending up in the runner-up spot on Sunday. And he's confident that momentum will continue into tomorrow night's race, also in Darlington.
Yeah, I think it feels good to come back. I think we can have another really strong race car. Just really proud of the effort everybody put in to come here and have all four cars be as fast as they were and end up second is a good day.
And the NASCAR Xfinity Series is scheduled to get back on track tonight at Darlington Raceway with the Toyota 200. Our airtime is set for 5:30 Eastern Time. Noah Gregson and Michael Annette are the front row starters. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today Midday on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. Look me over. If you like what you see, help out. If not, vote for the other guy. Give me a look, though, okay?
Crazy for thinking.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
The late great Patsy Cline. Was she killed in the Big Bopper's plane crash?
No, it was a different plane crash.
Different plane crash. Okay. Patsy Cline. I absolutely love that.
Yeah, one of the most fun I had ever in Las Vegas. And I can't remember the lady's name, but she performed in Las Vegas at the Gold Coast. And she performed with the, what was the name of the backing vocalist that always performed with Elvis?
The Jordanaires?
The Jordanaires. Yeah, she performed with the original Jordanaires.
I can't remember who we had on yesterday, and yet I can remember the Jordanaires.
Yeah. And, you know, I can't remember what I had for breakfast.
By the way, I was not a big Elvis. I was post-Elvis.
Yeah. Well, we both were.
I was not a big Elvis fan. I mean, I didn't swoon over him or do anything crazy.
I mean, you were what, 72? 72 graduating? Yeah. And I was 74 graduating, so.
Yeah. Gotta love that. Hey, I know you have a busy life with lots of activities that may keep you from your radio or smartphone between 9 and noon. And that's why we've created something special just for you. It's called Live and Local Now on Demand. You miss an interview? You want to hear my take on a current hot button issue? Then Live and Local Now on Demand is where you want to be. Check it out on our website, kevinwallradio.com. That's user-friendly, and it's free. Try it out now. Go to kevinwallradio.com. It's called Live and Local Now on Demand. The president, less than an hour ago, was speaking at the White House, surrounded by farmers and farm products. Listen to this.
Ranchers and growers, as we work to safely reopen America, and it's happening very fast, much faster and with much better numbers than anybody would have thought. I want to begin by expressing our profound gratitude to everyone here today and the farmers and producers across the country who have kept our nation fed and nourished as we have battled the invisible enemy. It is an invisible enemy. It's tough, but we're going to win, and we're going to win very big. But we can never forget all of the people that have been left behind, that have died for some reason that should have never happened. Should have never happened. You know that. I know that. And the people that caused the problem, they know that too. It's too bad. You remind us once again that the American farmer is the backbone of our country, and they're really a great friend of mine, and I appreciate all the support, and I know they appreciate our support. We're glad to be joined by Secretary Sonny Perdue, along with Ivanka, who has been working closely with Sonny to deliver this vital assistance for farmers and needy families. I'm also grateful to the president of the American Farm Bureau Federation, Zippy Duval. Thank you very much. Thank you, and thank you, Zippy. Thank you. The president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Marty Smith. Marty, thank you. Marty. And several of our great agricultural producers. Nice to meet all of you. It's really good to meet you. Zippy, you doing okay? You got my condolences, I hope, right? Okay. Zippy was married to a great woman. And for purposes of the record, you still are. You always will be, right? She was a great person. Yeah, no, she was a great person. From day one, my administration has been determined to protect our nation's incredible farmers. We enacted historic tax cuts and helped family farms stay in the family. What we did is we passed, as you know, in the tax cuts, the death tax, the inheritance tax. Small farms and ranchers and even businesses, you don't have to pay it. It's a big deal. Instead of losing your farm, you keep your farm. I think that was a big deal. What do you think? Maybe your farm is so big it doesn't qualify. No, but we eliminated that horrible death tax, and most of the kids, many of the kids lost the farm. They go borrow and to pay the tax, and then they ended up losing the farms, right? You don't have to pay that tax anymore. I think that's one of the reasons the farmers like me, I guess, but hopefully that's not the only reason. We eliminated crushing Washington regulations, kept our promise on ethanol, and replaced and negotiated our badly broken trade deals to finally give you a fair and level playing field. When China unfairly targeted our farmers, we provided $28 million in direct assistance, and it came from China, not from our government. And you know that happened, and they paid for it. We didn't pay. You know, they have this misconception. They like to say this as much as possible. China devalued their currency in order to pay it. We didn't pay it. And what we did is we helped. I went to Sonny. We had $12 billion 2 years ago. We had $16 billion last year. And this year, you'll be hearing about what we're doing, because it's very substantial. And through the Paycheck Protection Program, we have approved billions of dollars in relief to farmers as part of our unprecedented coronavirus relief efforts. So the paycheck has been a fantastic success, as you know. Now we're standing strong with our farmers and ranchers once again. In normal times, roughly 40% of fresh vegetables and about 40% of beef grown and raised in the United States is distributed to restaurants and other commercial food establishments. But as you know, the virus has forced many of our nation's restaurants to temporarily close. And this has taken a major toll on our farmers and growers, some of whom were dealing directly with restaurants. I didn't realize that until yesterday. We were with the big restaurants, and they sometimes will deal directly with your farmer. No middlemen, no nothing, just directly. And it's a big business. For this reason, my administration is launching a sweeping new initiative, the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. Through this effort, we are providing $19 billion to support our nation's agricultural producers, maintain the health of our critical food supply chains, and provide food assistance to American families. $19 billion. No other president's done this, Zippy. I tell you, you could go back to Abraham Lincoln. There's no president that's treated the farmers like Trump. I don't know. I hear we're doing well with the farmers, but I can't imagine. I want to find out who wouldn't be with Trump, right? But it's an honor to do it, actually. It's an honor. They're great people. These are great, great people. As part of this program today, we're announcing $16 billion direct payments to farmers and ranchers. So $16 billion is going directly to the farmers and ranchers. And it's authorized by the CARES Act and the Commodity Credit Corporation Charter Act. We fought hard for this. These payments will compensate farmers for losses related to the global pandemic caused by China. We'll be providing billions of dollars for corn, cotton, soybean, and specialty crop farmers, cattle ranchers, just about every category. I think we have almost every category, and if we don't, we're going to add them, all right? If we left something out, but we have a lot of territory, dairy producers, pork producers, and more. I read yesterday where we take some cattle in from other countries because we have trade deals. I think you should look at terminating those deals. All right? We have trade deals where we actually take in cattle, and we have a lot of cattle in this country. And I think you should look at the possibility of terminating those trade deals. Now, if a country's been a great country and a great ally and a great friend, it's, you know, you have to do that. But there are some countries that are sending us cattle for many years, and I think we should look at terminating. We're very self-sufficient, and we're becoming more and more self-sufficient, probably one of the reasons I got elected. Sign-ups will begin on May 26th through your local Farm Service Agency offices. You got to go sign up to pick it up, to get the money, and we'll start issuing payments within 1 week of receiving your application. So that's a lot of money. You're talking about a total of $16 billion plus $3 billion. And, you know, we bought last week, and it's already in distribution, $3 billion worth of product for the food lines. And it's is this already in distribution? I see that they're handing it out. I see where they couldn't get food. They're having a hard time. And we have these incredible ranchers and farmers that have so much food. And I said, let's spend that money and give it to our farmers, our ranchers, and it's worked out really well. So, and they've already got it in supply. That's already on the lines. I saw them handing it out today, a couple of days ago, actually. It's fantastic how quickly it worked. In addition, this important initiative also includes the new Farmers to Families Food Box program, which Ivanka and Secretary Perdue helped officially launch on Friday. Through this effort, the Department of Agriculture will work with local food distribution companies, and we have a lot of great distribution companies. I've gotten to meet some of them, which have also been hit very hard to purchase $3 billion of food and products from the American farmer, which I just mentioned, and to deliver to the food banks and charities that serve needy families. Already, we have allocated $1.2 billion to farmers, to families, funding through 198 contracts with distribution companies, many of which are small businesses adversely impacted also by this horrible plague. It's a plague. Here today are a few of the American farmers and ranchers who can tell us why this program has been so essential and successful. Scott Sink is a cattle producer whose business has been badly impacted by the virus. He says this initiative will provide a bridge to help them move forward. And we've been helping them in a lot of other ways, too, but this was a great help. And, Scott, please come forward. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
There you have it. The president speaking with farmers at the White House. And I had a chance to watch a little bit of that. And I got to tell you, farmers love this president. He keeps giving out more and more money to the farmers. Don't forget NASCAR. It's back. Big Xfinity race coming up a little bit later on this morning. 11:30 is the airtime on these Nevada Talk Network stations. The Toyota 200 from Darlington, and all the action begins 11:30 our time on these Nevada Talk Network stations. So Wyatt Cox is going to be real, real busy. Need to take a break. When we come back, the stunning news from the president. It's hard to see jaws drop among the White House press corps. It takes a lot to get them going. We'll let you hear that magic moment yesterday at the White House. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family. It's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out, libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. LibertyHealthShare.org/Kevin Wall. Stick around. We got a lot to do. It's going to be a busy, busy day. Tommy White will join us here in just a bit as well as we continue Live and Local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
For years now, you've heard me talking about Real Water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to Real Water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me, you will taste and feel this difference.
Thanks for listening to Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates from the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For over 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, and Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you're listening to KNNT 98.5 FM. In Hawthorne, Nevada, you're hearing us on KAVB 98.7 FM. In Fallon, you're listening to KNVR 102.5 FM. In the Amargosa Valley, you're hearing us over KPKK 101.1 FM. And in Pahrump, you're listening to us on KPVM Television, channel 25.6. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I just love that. Brett McCullough, staying inside. Many of you are probably still staying inside. Or you could do what the president does. The president has tested, in fact, tests negative every week for the coronavirus. But he is being proactive. He stunned the White House press corps. And I'm going to tell you, it takes a lot. This grisly group of vipers, it takes a lot to shock them.
You are fake news.
Yeah. But he, I mean, you could tell. All of a sudden, people said, he said what? He's taking what drug? This was the president yesterday at the White House.
The frontline workers, many, many are taking it. I happen to be taking it.
Hydroxychloroquine?
I'm taking it. Hydroxychloroquine.
When?
Right now, yeah.
Yeah, when?
A couple of weeks ago, I started taking it. Because I think it's good. I've heard a lot of good stories. And if it's not good, I'll tell you right, I'm not going to get hurt by it. It's been around for 40 years for malaria, for lupus, for other things. I take it. Frontline workers take it. A lot of doctors take it. Excuse me. A lot of doctors take it. I take it. Now, I hope to not be able to take it soon because, you know, I hope they come up with some answer. But I think people should be allowed to. I got a letter from a doctor the other day from Westchester, New York, around the area. He didn't want anything. He just said, sir, I have hundreds of patients and I give them hydroxychloroquine, I give them the Z-Pak, which is zithromycin, and I give them zinc. And out of the hundreds of patients, many hundreds, over 300 patients, I haven't lost one. He said, please keep pressing that, sir. And if you look at that phony report that was put in, that report on the hydroxy was given to people that were in extraordinarily bad condition. Extraordinarily bad. People that were dying. No, I think for whatever it's worth, I take it. I would have told you that 3-4 days ago, but we never had a chance because you never asked me the question.
Did the White House doctor recommend that you take that? Is that why you're taking it?
Yeah, White House doctor. I didn't recommend. No, I asked him, what do you think? He said, well, if you'd like it. I said, yeah, I'd like it. I'd like to take it. A lot of people are taking it. A lot of frontline workers are taking hydroxychloroquine. I don't take it because, hey, people said, oh, maybe he owns the company. No, I don't own the company. You know what? I want the people of this nation to feel good. I don't want them being sick. And there's a very good chance that this has an impact, especially early on. But you look at frontline workers, you look at doctors and nurses, a lot of them are taking it as a preventative. and they're taking, totally unrelated, but they take the Z-Pak or the zithromycin for possible infection. Now, I haven't taken that other than an original dose, because the all you need, you don't have to take it simultaneously, but the zinc you do take. So I'm taking the two, the zinc and the hydroxy. And all I can tell you is, so far, I seem to be okay.
Can you explain, sir, though, why you started taking it? Have you been exposed?
Yeah, because, no, not at all. I just said that I've had so many letters from people, like the one I told you about. I got it last week. I'll give you, would you like a copy of it? I'd love to give you. If you ask Molly, she'll give you a copy of it. But this is a doctor, he doesn't want anything. I don't know him, never heard of him. But he treats people that are, that we're talking about. And he said, out of hundreds of people that he's treated, he hasn't lost one. And he just wanted me to know about it. That's all. It wasn't, he wasn't saying, gee, could I have dinner with you, Mr. President? I'd like to come to the White House. But I've received many such letters. I've received a lot of positive letters. And it seems to have an impact. And maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But if it doesn't, you're not going to get sick or die. This is a pill that's been used for a long time, for 30, 40 years on the malaria and on lupus too, and even on arthritis, I guess, from what I understand. So it's been heavily tested in terms of, I was just waiting to see your eyes light up when I said this, but, you know, when I announced this. But yeah, I've taken it for about a week and a half now, and I'm still here.
And so am I. So am I. Coming up, Tommy White, Labor's Union Local 872. Also, Catherine Prado will join us at 10:30. She is a nurse. She is a nurse's advocate. And we're going to talk about the role of Big Pharma in finding a cure, a vaccine for the coronavirus. She's local, and she's got a lot of insight. Also, Michael Shouse will stop by from NPRI, Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we'll talk about the politics of the pandemic. Also want to remind you, the Xfinity race we were telling you about, the Toyota 200 at Darlington, is going to start at 2:30, airtime 2:30 on these Nevada Talk Network stations. 2:30 this afternoon. I had told you 11:30 that was in air. We went to the very top of MRN to get the information, and we now know. We now know. Mark it down, 2:30 this afternoon, our time, the Xfinity Toyota 200. Stick around, more to do as we continue. It is Tuesday. It is Live and Local now.